All righty. So this is episode, I guess, 6.5.9 and a half quarters. It's a bonus episode for you
You
guys
have to run
since
through a brick wall to get to it.
anyways. So we decided to record an extra episode for you guys since we missed last week. We are really sorry about that. And yeah, so let's just get started. This is gonna be just a raw clip and we're just gonna be talking. So
Well, I think perfect thing to talk about. My Avalanche are up 2-0 on the St. Louis Blues in round one,
yeah,
and
they are.
Mac Attack, 7 points in 2 games. Not even the great Gavin Wright can do that in high school.
I don't know, that's debatable.
No, you can't. So MacKinnon, Hattie, along with I think, well, he had 3 points the previous game, so he had 4.9. My boy Rantanen, 2 assists. He's absolutely rolling. Cale Makar's rolling. The boys are going to the Stanley Cup final, and they are winning it. I don't care what anyone else says. The haters are gonna hate. Ryan O'Reilly sucks, and he's cocky. Same with Jordan Binnington. That's my rant.
Just want to talk about my Pens. They lost their first game, which was very
That was a
disappointing.
nip in
It
overtime
was
by
a
Palmieri.
freaking nip.
Well,
And
yeah, Palmieri.
I was watching that, and when I saw that shot, I was like, wow. I mean, you can't do anything about that. Then they came back. They won 2-1 the other night. We're chilling, cool, and yeah. So
That Crosby one-handed tip too was pretty special.
that was pretty sick. That was pretty sick.
Although, or you, after game one, were you one of the Penguins fans who was like, send Tristan Jarry to the depths of hell and never play him again?
Nah, I mean, it happens. I'm not really too upset about that.
Well, and in game two, people thought that the Josh Bailey backhand goal was a bad goal, but I don't think people understand how hard it is to stop a backhand.
Yeah, it's kind of
Especially
hard.
like that. And that Bailey goal, Josh Bailey, my boy, he's like my sibling player. Because
My
my
boy.
sister's birthday is the 12th, and Josh Bailey's number 12, and then Bailey, my dog. So Josh Bailey is
That's
kind of,
crazy.
the man. So, kudos to him. I think he's a unit.
Yeah.
He's Josh Bailey, Mikko Rantanen, and Sam Reinhart are all sharing the Hart Trophy for the next 20 years. So McDavid can't ever get one again. So,
Interesting. Interesting.
yeah.
I think it's a good thing. Also, let's talk about Capitals and Bruins. That's a nasty series, in my opinion.
I know like that's kind of like the series like a lot of people are talking about because it's two really good teams.
And they keep going into OT.
But
Last game, double OT.
I gotta be honest, that's like the series I'm least interested in
Of course
because,
it is. Why am I not surprised, man?
well, they're like the two teams that in the playoffs this year that are just like they've been in the playoffs every year. So it's kind of like I don't really care who wins. I don't really want either of them to do well. So I'm just kind of over it already.
Yeah, I mean, I get what you mean.
That Jets Oilers game last night, I didn't watch it, but
4-1.
I would
4-1.
McDavid and Draisaitl not even a point. And that was without Ehlers and
Yeah,
Draisaitl or without Ehlers and
super
Dubois.
surprising. Super surprising.
I thought without Ehlers and Dubois, I thought that was done. I thought that was going to be a blowout.
Yeah, I'm pretty surprised about that, to be honest with you. So,
But that one's early. I mean,
yeah, I mean, it's just
McDavid
game
will
one.
have a
It's just game.
7-point game at some point.
Yeah, he'll make up for it. He'll make up for it. It's
Yeah.
okay. There's no worries.
And then you have the Hurricanes and Predators, which
Nah, that's. I honestly, I feel like it's just gonna be a full-on
it's going to be a
blowout.
blowout.
It's gonna be a
I think the
blowout.
Predators will steal a game.
Yeah, I could see
I think
that.
they'll steal a game like 4 or 5.
Yeah.
I think they'll force game 5, I guess.
I could see that.
I think the Blues will do that too.
You think?
I think they'll get one. I think they might get this next game, but then after that, the Avs are gonna.
Yeah.
Because that's what happened last year against the Coyotes. The Avs blew them out like two or three times in a row, lost one game 3-2, and
And
then
then
blew them out
totally, yeah,
again.
killed them.
So
What about Vegas and the Wild? What are your
that's
thoughts?
tonight. I think Vegas is gonna find a way.
I hope they do. They better.
See, I'm a Wild hater because my Blackhawks fan days, I hated the Wild. My Ducks fan days, hated the Wild.
Yeah.
Avalanche fan days, hate the Wild. So, I want them to lose.
Yeah, it's so the series is tied 1-1 right now, which is good. So that means
And
I'll get to go to Vegas and watch game five.
all of those games have been goalie battles.
Yeah.
Game one was insane.
Oh yeah.
And game two was pretty crazy as
Yeah.
well. But I think Fleury's just, he's better than Talbot. He's
Oh,
gonna
in every
out-goal,
way.
he's gonna out-goalie him. Even though in the first game, I think Talbot actually outplayed Fleury. Even though Fleury was all over the highlight reels, Talbot had a 42 save shutout.
Yeah, it was.
And Fleury only had like 30 something saves,
It
which
was good.
isn't anything to laugh at, but like, Talbot didn't get enough respect for that.
Yeah, but I mean, Fleury will be my all-time favorite goalie. He's insane.
And I'm ready for Jordan Binnington to crack because he's a cocky little bastard. Tried to fight Grubby at the end of game one, and I was like, Grubby, just go over there and beat him up. Get him out of the series, alright? Like, here's what we're gonna do. We're gonna get Ryan Falk out of the series because Kadri almost did that last night, and he's probably gonna get a sussy. Get O'Reilly out of the series, so like, make him toe pick or something. Like, you
Make
know.
him toe pick.
Just, you know, give him a little ankle sprain so he misses a game or two. So
Messed
McKinnon could
up.
get like 6 points instead of four.
It's messed up,
And
man.
then, you know, maybe have Binnington like fight Grubauer and have Grubauer like not fight back so then Binnington can get suspended. So
Jeez. You're playing it dirty now.
yeah, gotta get the boys to the cup, you
I
know?
thought the Avs were just good enough just to win.
They are, but
Oh yeah,
if we
You
can
gotta
make it
get
a
the
four game series, that'd be nice, you know. Make it as fast as possible. Quick
Yeah.
death for the
It
Blues.
seems like you're a little nervous. Nervous for your abs.
Do I look nervous?
He looks nervous.
I don't look nervous.
I think you are nervous, man.
I'm not nervous. Binnington was nervous. Then he let in
No,
four goals.
just wait until Pens win the cup, and then you'll be like, "Oh, I'm sorry,
I
I'm
gotta be
sorry, I'm
honest,
sorry."
like, I'm not an anti-Penguins guy, but I really don't think they're gonna win this series.
What?
I
You're
gotta be
crazy.
fully honest with
You're
you. I
crazy,
think the
man. They're going to
Islanders.
kill the Islanders. It's gonna go game
The
five.
Islanders are gonna wake up because they haven't been playing to their potential lately, and I think they're gonna wake up.
No, they've been playing pretty well.
I think the Islanders lose game three, and then they're like, oh, okay, like, let's go.
I don't agree with them.
Wow. What about the one series, or I think it's the only series that hasn't started yet? Toronto, Montreal.
I feel like that's gonna be a blowout, man. Toronto's gonna kill them.
The video kind of going viral of Price obliterating his
Yeah.
stick on the post.
Dude, I'm sorry. I mean, the Canadians are cool, whatever, but Toronto's gonna kill them. It's Toronto. Like they're actually
Yeah.
not bad, so.
I mean, Price would have to be angry Carey Price and
Yeah.
like really
Even then
gone.
I highly doubt anything's
Who
gonna
rips him
happen.
apart more, Marner or Matthews?
That's hard. I mean, I want to say Matthews, but I mean, Mitch Marner is pretty like
William Nylander.
he can really take it to him too. So
Actually,
I don't
no.
know.
Mikhail, whatever. That guy that all the Leafs fans go crazy about. He's like a fourth liner. People are like crazy over him in Toronto.
Yeah, I actually have no clue. I'm blanking on
They don't even know what goalie they're gonna play. I mean, they're starting Jack Campbell in the first game, but then it's like they
it
got Freddie Anderson, they
today.
got
Hey,
David Rittich.
they're versatile, man. They can play anyone. They can
Hey,
play anyone. That's fine.
they got Big Save Dave. Like that's a must play. And then
It's like, dude, it's like my team. We have four goalies. We just rotate them. We just we still we're so nasty.
they got Avalanche legend Michael Hutchinson, who won them two playoff games last year. So playoff experience,
Dude.
successful in the playoffs too. I'd almost give Michael Hutchinson. Like, he's got more playoff experience than Jack Campbell, because, you know, my boy Jonathan Quick is a. But I don't know if you remember, but Jonathan Quick basically won the Kings two cups on his own. I don't think that's ever been brought up on this podcast before, but.
Oh, really? Like, you definitely have never said that before. No.
Pretty sure that's new to
Yeah, you're
everyone.
definitely not obsessed with Jonathan Quick either.
No, and for those of you who didn't know, Jonathan Quick will make the Hall of Fame at some point, so.
Oh, really? I mean, I don't know if he's really doing anything now, but yeah.
Well, everyone reaches their peak, you know, like once Crosby, you know, Lemieux retired.
Really? I thought Lemieux
Like
was still playing.
you know, Crosby, he's gonna be bad someday at some point.
Crosby can never be bad, man. He's immortal. He can never be bad.
He'll be bad. Jágr got bad eventually.
Jágr's still tearing it up. Are you
Well,
crazy?
in another league.
And the K. KHL's nasty.
Is he in the K? I thought he was in
No, he's in the
the
K.
Czech league. Yeah, he's in the Czech league.
No, I thought he was in the.
Kladno.
I swear he's in the K.
I think he spent some time there, but
Yeah.
Kladno.
He's still nasty. I mean, imagine being like past 50 and you're still playing hockey.
I don't think he's 50 yet.
Yeah, I think
he's like 48. Basically 50. Either way, he's got a little more recovery time after practice than he used to.
Hold on.
Kind of the GOAT, though.
He is the GOAT.
I mean, well, you also got Marlowe. He's old.
He's 49. Okay, 49. That's close enough.
He's not 50. That's close. He's basically 50.
That's close enough. I mean, come on. 49's done still playing.
I can see him playing competitive 10 more hockey. Years. Like, I can see him getting to 60.
He probably will.
He should return to the NHL when he's 60 for like a game just so he can be the oldest player in NHL history.
Imagine. That would be so funny if he came back to that.
He could just disgrace Marlowe.
And people would want to pick him up too, even though he's like 60.
There would be a team that's like, oh, we need a veteran in our locker room.
Yeah. People would actually do that. I wouldn't be surprised.
The Maple Leafs are going to have Nylander and Marner on their fourth line. And they're just going to be like, yep, put a Jager there to center him.
Yeah, for real. I wouldn't even be surprised. He'd be a first liner.
Thornton's still playing on the first line with Matthews and somebody else.
I would not be surprised. I would not be surprised. What else should we talk about?
I mean, hockey world's kind of getting, like, as it gets, like, playoff time almost makes it, like, quieter.
Yeah, it just, there hasn't been anything really crazy going on either. It's just like,
John Davidson, now the president for Columbus, but that's like, nobody cares. Being completely honest, there's no interest in that.
Yeah. How have your games been going?
Oh, you know, lost to a team. We beat a team that we shouldn't have beat, and then we lost to one that we shouldn't have lost to. So
that's fair enough. I guess that's how it always works.
Goals against average is still like,
what is it?
I think 1.75.
That's not bad. That's pretty good.
Well, that's in like six games, dude.
I mean, you could be better, but it's not bad.
I mean, that's solid. Goals against average. Yeah.
It's not bad at all. It's pretty good.
That's the goals against average. Save percentage is like 91.
Oh, that's terrible.
Or something.
Should be like a 99.
Yeah, you know, gotta nothing's going in. 1.0.
Gotta improve. Just kidding.
Gavin's pointless.
I'm kind of on a goal drought. I haven't scored in a while. So I guess I can't really talk, can I?
You and Ranton need to talk about that together.
Yeah, I'm struggling right now. I don't know what my problem is.
I can't buy a goal against
literally Bayern. Last night, I completely dangled this kid. I come up, and I had the goalie beat, and I shoot it over the net. I was like, I think I'm just going to quit hockey. And I come up to a kid, and I tell him to sell his gear. I think I need to be selling my gear. I'm not even kidding.
Your chirp game is a little tough, I've heard. I've heard you chirp a little too much.
Yeah, I do. The other bench was, like, fans of me last night. They were like, 96, 96, you suck. I was like, oh, thanks.
Yeah, I love when people cheer for me.
I know. It gets me going, man.
Like, when the people tap on the glass with coins behind me.
Dude, it gets you going,
like,
doesn't
thanks
it?
Thanks for cheering for me. You're stamping me up. Like, I don't know what you're doing, but
dude, we always do that. Like, whenever we were watching, like, Loyola's game or whatever, and we had, like, five guys with quarters. We just kept tapping the glass. It's hilarious.
It's really not that distracting, because, like,
depends on the goalie,
like,
I feel like.
I'll watch video back, and it's got the sound.
Yeah.
And I'll make a save, and there are, like, people in the stands cheering, and people on the bench are like, yeah, boy, A.Y. or Young or whatever. I'm like, they say that? Like, yeah. I don't even hear it during the game, so.
Yeah, you kind of, like, you really block it out. Unless you're, like, going to take a draw or, like, you're lining up for a face-off, you don't hear anything.
It just becomes, like, background noise, like, white noise, and, yeah.
Like, I really don't pay attention to it. But when I hear people, like, saying stuff about me, it kind of, like, gets me going. I'm like, oh, thanks, I got fans. Mm-hmm. Awesome. I'll wave to you guys. Hi.
It's pretty funny. I mean, you think you're, like, actually just, like, that'd be, like, I don't know. You get to a point where it's almost like in an NHL arena, somebody's like tapping a coin. Really? That's going to get his attention with the other 20,000 people here screaming.
Yeah, no, they're not going to hear that. Oh, it was funny. The other day I was playing a game and I was skating by, and I think I was talking to the other team's bench, and the ref was like, get out of here, man. I was like, what do you mean? Like, they're my best friends. And I came over. I, like, gave the kid a fist bump. I'm like, he's my boy. And their coach was like, what the F are you doing? Like, you can't do that. like to his cage, like ripping him apart for just giving me a fist bump. I was like, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Actually, our last game, the refs were hilarious. There were these two younger guys, and they're like messing around the entire game. They're having fun.
You're lucky.
And
I get so we get such bad
these are
refs,
the
man.
first like fun and good refs I'd had in a long
Yeah, I'd
time.
never get good
And
refs.
there's like I covered the puck and didn't pick it up, and the guy's like, "Really? I'm getting old, man." I was like, "What are you, 20?" And he was like, "Do you need a penalty?" And I was like, "Yeah, you can give me one for calling you younger than you are."
That's
Like,
hilarious.
and then like during intermission, they're in the penalty box next to us. They're like talking to me and my backup. We were just like chilling, talking,
That's
and it was like
hilarious.
it was funny. And then we got the first penalty of the game, but then the other team took three. I was like, I like this reffing, boys. Like, 3-1. I was like, this is what it's supposed to be. Like, when they're like equal, that's when you know it's BS. But like,
Yeah,
when it's like
exactly.
6-2, you know the penalties are, you know, being called properly.
Yeah,
So.
for real.
And you know, it's no NHL playoffs with us, you know. You can't let the boys play. You gotta call everything. You gotta
Nah.
keep the game under control, otherwise the testosterone gets the best of us and
Exactly.
you see Jordan
Exactly.
Bennington coming down the ice in full gear, threatening to kill someone. You know, full gear.
That's you. And I can already see it. I already know when somebody snows you, just get up and just start throwing hands. You get a blocker
I
right
was
to the head.
about to, and then I realized it was my friend. Somebody fell on me on the other team, and after poking at me, and I was like, "I'm gonna kill this kid." And then it was my friend. I was like, "Oh, well.
I'll still kill him. Just
I know you're doing it
freaking
to bother
throw two
me,
hands at
so."
him. One, two, Mayweather at
Now, my defenseman, of course, didn't do anything about it.
him.
That's why I'm not actually friends with the D, you know? Forwards are better.
Hey, thank you. I appreciate
There's
that.
a rare defenseman every once in a while, but they never defend me,
Yeah, I
so.
appreciate the forward love. Well, technically, I'm a center, so I guess you could say I play
You
both.
play both ends of the ice? Little
Yeah.
Brad, Patrice Bergeron,
You
you
already
mean?
know. You already know. I'm just that cool. I'm just that cool. Oh, man. So how's your day going?
It's early. We record in the morning for the pod boys. It's tough.
Yeah.
It's
It's
hard in the
not
streets.
easy. It's not easy. We are up at 10 in the flippin' morning. I'm
I
tired.
mean, I had to wake up at 8. That's like early for me.
Aww.
Shows how soft our generation
Aww.
is. Could go off about
Hey,
that.
that's so cute.
I had to walk my dog. It was awful.
My girlfriend, Bailey. I love Bailey.
Bailey's pretty hot.
Yeah.
Can see why you're into her.
Exactly.
You know, all the girls that come up to me after the games, you know, when I make massive saves, I just say, "Sorry guys, I'm taken. I got a dog at I got a dog at home."
Taken by Bailey the dog.
Josh Bailey and Bailey,
You
all
gotta
at my
admit,
house.
me and Bailey, we have something special.
It's a relationship, man. I walked her this morning, I pet her.
She definitely was talking about me the whole time.
My sister's out of town, so my dog took her bed and was sprawled out on a human bed, taking up like the entire thing.
Man, it's too good. It's too good.
She doesn't even use her own bed anymore. She won't even sleep with me, my sister's bed.
It's tough.
Yeah.
Well, sometimes like whenever I go to bed, like my cat just like walks around, like tells me good night, and then she just leaves. Doesn't come back.
Wow.
Yeah, she doesn't. My cat doesn't even stay with me, so it's all right.
Your own cat.
Gracie, she's a G.
Yeah, as her name suggests.
Oh,
Yeah.
get it? 'Cause like G, great. Oh my gosh, where are we going with this? We're just talking about our pets now, dude. Yeah, I gotta go to the gym today. It's leg day.
Leg day, gotta
Yeah, hey,
grind
for all
for.
of you guys that are listening right now, Andrew does not work out with me. He makes every excuse not to work out with me.
Well, Gavin goes to a gym that's like $120 a month, so.
Not really, but I mean,
Lifetime Fitness, everyone. Look it up on the internet. I guarantee you it's more than $100 a month.
yeah, you just but I mean, I offer to take him for free, and he just makes every excuse. So
Yeah, because I go to my own gym. I was grinding
that's
on
such a lie.
Tuesday.
Did you do my workout I
No,
give
I
you?
did my own, and I was very sore the next day. So.
What'd you do? Like
I don't
20
know.
jumping jacks? Oh, I'm done.
Nah, man, the upper body was sore. Some balance push-ups, did some abs, lat pull-downs, you know, the whole works. A couple shoulder exercises, we did it all.
Interesting.
It's pretty great.
Interesting. Interesting.
Yeah, getting ready for kind of gearing up for the summer
Summer
where you
season.
really start like going to the gym. Actually, some insider
Don't, that's
information.
such a lie. Do not, don't even start with me when you start actually going to the gym.
Well, no, I'm
You're
so my
capping.
insider info. When my team 2 years ago, we toured the Notre Dame facility with two of the players on the D1 team. So during the season, they lift once a week. That's it. But during the off season, they lift, I think, 5 or 6 days a week, and are only on the ice once a week. That's like Notre Dame's
That's
program.
how it should be, though.
Yeah, that's what Notre Dame's like ideals are. And I mean, that was interesting to learn because like
Yeah, I feel like you
you
should be doing more mobility during the actual season
yeah,
than
like they
straight
said, they're
lifting.
with the trainers more. They're doing more like stretching and maybe like band work and stuff.
Yeah,
But
that makes
actual
sense.
like lifting during the season, you're just trying to maintain what you build during the off season,
Yeah.
as opposed to gaining or whatever. So, but I
That's
mean,
smart.
for a goalie, you're really doing mobility year round because if you're on the ice less, you have to stretch more off the ice.
Yeah, that's true.
So, as well as building power and speed.
Yeah. Can't relate. I'm not a goalie. Even though, hey, I'm going to be. I got pads now. I'm gonna be a sick goalie. I'm gonna
Where are
tell you
you
that.
planning on playing goalie?
Just do pickup, stick and puck, man.
Yeah.
Where else would I play?
I gotta get skater gear so I can just nip Gavin, tear him apart.
Buddy,
I'll do it in goalie gear.
when you shoot pucks with black pucks in the garage, let me know.
I do.
Instead of the little like street hockey biscuits,
The
the
I just
plastic
sauce
biscuits.
those things because those things go to the moon. No, I'll out sauce you in goalie gear.
I'm waiting for it.
I'll
Dude,
outshoot you
I'm
in goalie gear
you
too.
you I told you I'm pretty nasty at goalie. I mean, you don't have to believe
I
me, but I'll
mean, you
show you.
shoot for the goalie clinic, so you're taking the knowledge and you know what to
I
do.
know what to do,
You
man.
know the skating
See, that's why
techniques.
I'm actually like happy I work for what's it called? The goalie clinics and stuff, because like now I know what to do.
You're gonna have one decently high-level kid come in and shoot on you. You're like, all right, I'm done with this.
Yeah, I'm gonna get one bad shot, like get hurt, like get a little bruise. I'm gonna be like, okay, I quit. I don't want
You'll get
to do
hit
this
in
anymore.
the head with like a backhand fluff shot, and
I
like
already know that's what's gonna happen. That's what's funny.
you'll get hit in the chest. Like, oh, you actually feel it a little? Oh, I can't do this.
It's funny because I'm not even denying it. Like
He's
I know
wearing a
that's what's
street
gonna
hockey
happen.
chest protector though.
No, I have an actual one. I'll show you. I'll show you. It's.
What do you not have for
I need
gear?
a blocker, glove, and a helmet. And that's it. I have everything else.
Shameless plug here, not sponsored. Sideline Swap. Find a lot of decent used stuff on there.
Yeah, Andrew sells all his gear on Sideline
I think I've
Swap.
made
And
eight.
he's like, dude, I make so much bank. Look at the bank I've made.
I think I've made $800 in there. Not gonna
Wow.
lie. That's.
You make a bank.
Yeah, man. Hey, I'm selling and buying. I sell old stuff, buy new stuff.
Yeah, you always say, oh, I don't have any money. I can't go out to eat.
Hey, well, that's
Dude,
my gear
nope.
money.
I don't know. I
Sideline's
don't.
my gear money. That's why we working, kid.
Sure.
That's why all of you great listeners listen to the at my wonderful ad read at the beginning of each podcast.
Yeah, speaking of that, we gotta change that up. It's kind of trash. Nobody wants to hear Andrew talk.
And
That's
we only get a cent to listen, so put it on repeat.
true. We don't even make. We really don't even make that. You know, here's the thing.
We're here for the fun, not for the
We need
money.
people to follow our Instagram, man. Like that's what all I want. I want people to follow
At
our
Friday Night
Instagram
Hockey.
at Friday Night Hockey.
FNH, baby.
Please follow us on Instagram. That's all I want. Like I don't even care. I don't even care about the money. I do. I want the Instagram followers. That's all I want.
He just wants the
So yeah,
fame.
speaking of which, I don't even know what we should be posting on Instagram. Like I know we talk about it, but like I don't even
Guys got a
remember.
comment, DM, let us
Like
know what we
we
should be
like
posting.
I like I
Do you
really
want to
don't
see
know what you guys want.
Chell news? You want to see like clips of us? Do you want to see all of
Do you want to see
it?
me lifting? Because that's all I really do.
Gavin could show you his really nice ass he's been working on with his squats.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, he'll show you a model man.
I've been lifting, man. I've been lifting.
I'll show you his bench press too.
Bench press is for losers. All I see when I get to the, when I go to the gym, all I see is just people just show up. Oh, bench, 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 and then that's all they do, and then they
I
leave.
gotta be honest, bench press is a really unpractical
It's a
exercise.
terrible
Like
exercise.
there's so many better
Ways
like
to grow your chest? Yeah, I
chest
know.
exercises.
Hell yeah.
Even squatting, like squatting's fine, but like
Front squats.
there are better like glute and leg exercises for building those muscles that
Leg
are,
press,
yeah.
hip thrusts.
I mean, there's even stuff you don't even need like a machine for. You just need like free weights
I don't
that.
really like machines that much. I
There's
like
a
doing
couple
free
machines.
weights.
There's a couple machines I'm a fan of, like the leg press.
That's not really a, well, it is, I guess it is a machine.
We have at my gym, we have two types of leg press. We have the one where you're like sitting
Yeah, I
almost on the
know.
ground, you push up, and then we've got one where you're in like a chair, and the chair moves instead of.
Oh, so the okay,
And that one's, I really like that
so we
one.
have like I guess you could technically say we have three. We have like the actual like machine one, and then we have like one where you're sitting like kind of like 45 degrees, and then you're pushing up. Then we have one where you're basically like on the ground pushing up.
Yeah, and that one
So I
you
hate
put
that
weights
one.
on.
I hate that one. Like so we have two ones that you put like plates and stuff on.
Yeah,
But
we
I
have one of
but
those.
there's one that I just cannot use. Like I cannot physically use it. Like it just does not work for
The
me.
one thing though, like at your gym, you like once you move like that safety off, yours can come like all the way down.
Yeah.
Ours, you set like a lock point, and then it can't go past that point even if you like drop it,
Oh.
which is kind of
That's kind of
nice.
nice, but also like
Because then if you're like worried about it, like if you like get tired and you can't keep push it back up, it's not gonna like fall on
well,
you.
get stronger. That's it.
Oh yeah.
I'm
Yeah,
just
what if you're
kidding.
maxing out,
Yeah, just
man?
get
You can push
stronger.
yourself
Like you
back.
just like I always see those on TikTok where it's like if you're gonna fail your max PR, and then it's like has a video of him like trying to show you what to do, but and then he's just like he finishes it, he's like, don't fail. It's like
Be better.
you're a loser if you fail, man. Don't fail.
Feeling's how
Just,
you get
I'm
better.
always like, amen, amen. Don't fail your PRs. Even though I don't really go for PRs, I go for hypertrophy, so it's fine.
Should go for building, man.
So,
It's not about the personal records.
yeah, I mean,
Records are made to be broken anyway, so
yeah,
if you're
I
always
probably
in,
should do that, like just to see where I'm at, but
if you're always improving, you're always making new PRs, right?
yeah,
Because you're
exactly.
always getting better, so.
Yeah, so yeah, I normally go just for looks, but it's fine.
Yeah, Gavin's got the summer bod going for Lollapalooza.
Dude, I'm so excited for Lala. So excited.
Should bring a sauce kit, just be
I
saucing on the
can't wait for
beach.
Lala. I literally got my vaccine yesterday just so I could go. I was like, I told my mom, like, I'm getting the vaccine. Like, I gotta go to Lala. I gotta go to Lala. So, I'm hyped. It's gonna be fun.
We got a game at Crystal Lake this weekend,
Yeah.
and they sent us their like COVID rules make no sense.
What are they?
Like they only let you in 30 minutes before.
That's kind of
The
normal, though.
parents have to come in right before the game.
That's kind of
The
normal.
bathrooms are open, but everything else is closed, but masks are optional. So they've got all these COVID restrictions in for what? People don't even need to wear masks. So
That
like that doesn't really
doesn't
make
make
sense to
sense.
me.
That
Like
doesn't make sense. I mean,
you're
like
putting all the rules in place, but then you're not telling people to wear masks, so it kind of just like defeats the purpose
yeah,
of
a lot
all
of
the
people are like
rules.
now like kind of saying masks are optional. Like I know I was at Noodles the other day, like Noodles and Company, and they like said masks are now recommended, not required. I was like,
Some
oh.
places are still requiring, like Target requires them still, and some
Yeah.
guy came in with no mask, and they told him to leave.
You gotta leave.
I
Yeah.
mean, it's up to the person, but like I don't know, this Crystal Lake, that just doesn't really make sense to me.
Yeah, that's kind of a weird
And then they don't
rule.
require you to wear the masks on the ice, so like they have all the regular COVID restrictions, just you don't have to wear
But you guys
masks.
are so Illinois is so lucky. We didn't have to wear masks on the ice. Like out east, that's all you had to, like you had to wear masks on the ice. And
Yeah.
like refs made you put it over your face. Like you had to cover yourself.
Yeah.
So like that sucked. I was miserable.
Yeah, Michigan was the only place I had to wear a mask on the ice. And I got one of the CCM ones, I like couldn't breathe.
The CCM ones, we weren't even allowed to. They were like banned. Like
Oh,
you had to wear an
really?
actual mask. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't
Like the
know.
CCM ones were nice because I would fold it like over my chin guard. I mean my like you know what covers your whatever. Anyways, I'm gonna keep going. And like so it would look like I'm wearing it, but really I have no mask on. Like it's not even covering anything.
Yeah, I don't know.
And so I could breathe and stuff.
I just started wearing a what's it called, like a gator. And then
Dude,
one, once the play went away, I just kind of like let it fall below my mouth
the
and then.
gator, I did it for one game because I didn't even have a mask, and it was honestly a struggle because it kept falling down like during the game, and I couldn't keep it up.
Yeah, my buddy taped his to his head.
Did I can't do
He like
that.
taped it to his ears and it looked
That's
so
so
weird.
weird. Yeah, I have pictures of like me with a gator on. Like I'm like I have like my thumbs up or whatever, like with a gator on. But it just looks so weird. Like I can't keep it on my face. And like the ref would always he was always yelling at me. He's like, "Pull up your mask." I'm like, I'm trying. Like
Yeah, I'm working on it,
it's not like
man.
I'm like just doing it on purpose. Like,
Oh, I know you wore the surgical mask a lot.
yeah,
Because
that's.
those ones are thin too, so
Yeah,
you're not.
honestly, those were the best. I wore like an actual one. I was like, okay, I can't do this, so I had to wear like the
Even
disposable
like
ones.
the athlete ones or whatever, like the Under Armour one
They're not that good.
and the Bauer ones, like they get hot because they're thicker material. But the those surgical ones are like really thin and papery, so they're breathable.
Oh man. All right. I mean,
This has been fun.
yeah, it was fun to talk about like just
Little rant talk.
yeah, honestly. So, guess we'll just wrap it off here. 30 minutes. Hope you guys enjoyed it.
Episode 6.5.9.9
Yeah, pretty much.
and three quarters through a brick wall with your card of stuff.
Yeah.
Harry Potter style.
Definitely.
With glasses and a scar on his forehead.
Sure. I feel like we should do this more often. It's kind
Yeah,
of fun.
let us know if you guys like this.
Yeah.
A little unfiltered, just spam talk.
Yeah. No real agenda. We're just like, hey, let's just record something. And then we did. So that was
All
cool.
right.
Give us a little pat on the back. I'm proud of that. All right, guys. We'll see you guys later.
See you in
Love
episode
y'all.
7.